days. We are holding by the big lines, four lines down by the two dots. Amar Rav Huna. Okay, so let's start this Gemara a little bit. I didn't get a chance to really look too deeply into it. Yesterday was a Gevaldik day with the children.
What was yesterday?
What was yesterday?
Shishan.
Oh, yesterday was Shishan Purim. Here we go. Day one of Purim is Simcha, and day two is Sasan. Shushan is Sasan. Anyway.
You can go to the chin?
I did not go. Am Rav Huna kolam espalal achuri beis haknesses. Yeah, you see that? Anybody who davens in the back or behind, we're going to have to see there's different opinions of how to learn this Gemara. But anybody who davens, no, not just in the back of the shul. It's going to be in the back of the shul and turned around.
In the women's section.
People in the back of the shul?
In the women's section doesn't like
it. Oh, that.
Yeah.
That's a different Indian.
I moved up. I used to do that. And I was like, okay, I can't do it anymore.
He's like those who he like to hide.
Yeah. Yep.
Kol Mespal Achuri Beis HaKnesses Nikra Rasha. It's called a Rasha. So we have to see what exactly is going on over here. We'll see. Shenemar Saviv Rishom Yisaleichon. That the Rishom are always draying around the outside in circles. Rabbi qualifies the statement. He says this was not said Ella only, meaning it was only said, right? Double negative. Lo Amran Ella, which means it was only said. Delo Mahader Apel Beknish. That's only, you're only a Rosh if you don't turn your face towards the shul. Ava Mahader Apel Beknish, but if you turn your face towards the shul, less lambda, there's no problem. Yeah, we're gonna have to learn the different opinions, try to figure out if we understand what Rashi's saying, let's see Rabbeinu Yonah. It just positions, we'll see. Ahu Gavra de Kamatzli, and this also, the story is not so simple. Ahu Gavra de Kamatzli Achur Bekinishta, Alo Mahader Ape de Bekinishta. So there's a guy, he was taka doing this. He was davening, what's it say over here? Tells us, okay. There was a guy who was davening in this position, whatever that meant. I'll just tell you outside the three positions, just so you know. Okay? Imagine our shul right here, right? Imagine you have a person outside the shul where the Aron Kodesh would be, right? Can I get that? And facing west.
Facing the building?
No, the other way, sorry, east. Facing out. So he's standing out of the building.
With his back towards
the building, right? Okay. The back towards the building. That's one position. That means you're a Russia.
A Russia.
Or another opinion that we're showing is that you're standing in the outside the back of the shul, facing the train station. So you're outside the shul and your back to the shul. Rabbi says, but if your head is turned, that's okay. Okay? But if you're facing the train station, so you're back to the shul, so you're a Nikra Rasha. And I think there's some hold that you're actually in the shul, in the back of the shul, facing the back. Your body's turned to the Kehillah. Your back is where we are actually positioned right now. If we were downstairs, right, the Aron's to your back, and I'm facing the back wall. So we start to see the Rishonim how they word it, but these three things show that you're totally against the Tzibur, basically, right?
Meaning you're davening like that, or you're not davening that the whole time.
So
not that you're turning around.
No, you don't like that.
I think
it's specifically, I didn't see yet, I haven't had a chance to work it out, but I'm pretty sure it's Dafka by Shemona Esrei. So we'll see. You're Dafka davening Shemona Esrei that way. And it's fascinating because we'll see that the guy's davening. And how much of a Russia could you be? So if you're davening, yeah, you're not connecting to the Tzibur maybe, but is that, meaning why are you called a Rosh? You called a Rosh because something in you against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but you're davening, Shemona Esrei. Or is it because you're Polish from the Tzibur? So we'll have to see what they say. Why you, called a Rosh? That's a pretty strong Rosh.
It is.
You know, you want to call the Nigger a tippish.
Well, maybe he's better off being with the Tzibur and not davening.
Right, it's better just sit. Right, but that's the point. The point is this guy's doing something. He's making, so we'll see what exactly that is.
Going against the grain.
So says the Gemara, so there was a guy who was doing this. Right? Who gave the Kamatzli Achuri Bekinishta, but the Mahadar Api the Bekinishta, and he didn't turn his face towards the base Knesses. Chalof Elio. So Elio Anovi passes by. There's different gears, so some say it wasn't Elio, it was an Arab merchant. See that Vav? See the Vav by Elio? So top left goes to the Masar Sashas, the page. By the Vav, it says Svarim Acherim, Samach Aleph, is Svarim Acherim. Everybody sees that? Ahutaye Chaze. Ataye is an Arab merchant.
That's a big difference between Elio and an Arab merchant.
Yeah. But look at our Gemara says, Chalof Elio Chazie, and Elio saw that this guy doing, Idmile Kitaye, he appeared as if he was an Arab merchant. So it's similar. I mean, ours says Elio, that doesn't, but Elio got dressed up, it was Purim still. See, right, Elio never doesn't just reveal himself to simple people. Sometimes he gets dressed up in different. We've heard many stories. Where'd that person go? Where'd he go? Where'd the old man go? I found him in the middle of the forest. Oh, Elio and Avi, right? He always gets dressed up. So it says, Gemara, Amar Le, Kadu Bar Kiamt, Kami Marach. I think Kadu means two. Rashi says, Kadu Bar Rashi on the left side. Let's go to here. Rashi says, Chalaf Ahutaye. So Rashi even has that girsa that the Arab merchant, Socher Aravi. That Arab merchant, see that over here on the side? Arab merchant, Kadu Bar, Kadu Shte, Bar Rishus. So Kadu Bar means, are there two Rishuyus? I mean, he was davening in a way that made it look like there was a second God. Meaning, right? Everybody davening to one position to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and this guy's davening behind the shul or in front of the shul, but other way. So,
the implication is it's a form of Avodah
Zarah. Shte Rishuyus. Mm-hmm. Well, it was a Avodah Zarah necessarily, but it's, I guess it is. Shte Rishuyus is a type of, like a Baal. Yeah, it's a type of Avodah Zarah, sure. Rashi says, Hadai li bebar, no, ki hayda amrin de pesuka, hadai li bebar, I think it means, that's a lashon of, I didn't even look it up, it's a lashon of Rishus, I guess. Al kopanim, so Elio turns him and says, the way you're kadu bar kiyam to kamai, marach, it looks like there's two Rishuyas, there's two gods here, the way that you're davening. Shalof safsever vekatli. How do you translate that? Anywhere there, you know? Shalof safsever vekatli. Shalof, he unsheathed Safsari, his sword, for Katlin, he killed him. See ya. Killed him.
Does the context matter? Like maybe, you know, person didn't feel like it was, the shul didn't want to come in, didn't know where Mizrach was. I mean, so it was more out of not knowing what direction.
This guy clearly wasn't Shogig. Huh? He was clearly mazed at this guy.
Elio, but was Chazi killed by Elio?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, right to Gan Eden.
So the context is that he's clearly doing it on purpose.
Yeah, I mean, Elio and Navi knew. I don't think that a Beis Din can just kill somebody like that.
Right.
I don't think that's. You have to also know why is he Chayv Misa? Just because you're a Russia, saying a person does another Avera. What are we talking about? Vodarais over here? It's not mamish of a Zara.
Sfari shuls, they dive in different directions, but they don't put their back towards Zara and Kodesh over.
They all face the middle, right?
No, but they don't have their back towards Zara and Kodesh. It's only on the side or
then
forward, right?
It sounds like it's more...
I don't know.
I don't know because I don't dive in there. Like, I'm trying to think of like Eretz Yisrael shuls.
Some places, I don't know how they go.
What do you mean they all dive in different directions?
No, they all dive in. It's in a box sometimes, you see them. They all dive in towards
the
middle now.
People who sit with their back towards their own
Kodesh. I don't know if their own Kodesh is there. That's where it is.
It sounds like the Gemara is saying you're going against the Tzibra, not necessarily their own Kodesh.
Well, in the Maisa, by the way, it's you see that this person, the way Elio Navi is saying it, it looks like there's two Rishus. Right? So what is that? That means, is that again? Like, but the Maisa, that's the guy had in mind, the Kodesh Baruch. Let's say. But he was acting as if there was two Rishus. It's almost like a what's it called? Maris Hayan. I don't know. Again, what exactly is the nature of this?
You don't say Shema twice.
We give people the benefit.
We don't say Shema twice. You can't say Shema. You can't say Shema.
You can't say Shema Shema Modem Modem because it looks like Shtei Rishuyos. We don't have a story about you getting your neck chopped off from that, but.
No, but okay.
We have to learn from this Gemara. We have to understand, first of all, there's going to be a push-up shot, what you can't do. It's going to be brought down halacha. Some certain things, and then we'll have to see if there's anything a little bit deeper, which I'm hoping that we'll find something. Otherwise, we're going to have to make it up because this is not simple. I don't make it up like lies, but like make it up like I'm trying to come to an understanding. So Rashi says, let's read this. Let's go back to this Rashi. He's trying to explain what exactly is this guy doing, at least the position wise. Vavim and Beis, top left. Rashi says, Achuri Beis HaKnesses. Okay, you have that? Elio, you missed the first part. You know what it says? It says, the Gemara says, anybody who davens Achuri Beis HaKnesses, anybody who davens, we have to explain what that means, the back or outside or whatever, the shul, it's called a Rasha. And Abaye says, that's only if you don't turn your face towards the shul. So now we have to explain, what's the position here? So So Rashi says, "Kol pischei beis haknesses hayu b'mizrach." All the openings of the shuls were in the east. Now, where are we right now? Are we in Bavel?
Yeah.
We're in Bavel, right? So Bavel, if you would face west, you'd be facing Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, right? Okay, Bavel's to the east,
right?
West and south. Okay, so we are. So if we're assuming like the Bab, we're standing there. So all the openings were in the east, because you would walk in from the east, going towards the west, looking at Eretz Yisrael, Kivyachol, right? V'halchi tani b'tosefta de Megillah. It's brought down in the Tosefta of Megillah. Me'ain mikdash u'mishkan. You build the shuls like the mikdash, like the mishkan. Well, let's say the mikdash, because the mishkan is always moving, but the mikdash we know. The mikdash was built from Mizrach to Marav, right? The Kodesh Kedoshim was in the west. The western wall is us facing the Kodesh Kedoshim, right? We're actually facing, it's funny because we're literally doing exactly what this Gemara is saying, according to one opinion. Right, everybody, okay, let's draw a picture. Even for myself, I'll probably need it. Right, so we always look at the wall. Right, all these Jews are davening over here, right? Hello. Here's the bricks, right? I'm not very good at drawing or visuals, but here. So people are talking about the Western Wall, right? Yes? The Beis HaMikdash was back, right behind here.
Kodesh Kodashim, yeah.
The Kodesh Kodashim was right here. I'm pretty sure that's how it goes. Because this is the Western Wall. This is east, and this is west. People, right? Kohen used to come from the east into the Kodesh Kodashim, right? They'd walk towards the west. Yes? So our Western Wall is actually facing the back of what the Mikdash used to be, right? So if you would actually turn your back and face towards like Eish HaTorah over there, and you'd be diving that way, you would literally be this Gemara. You would get killed. Yeah, pretty much. Anybody could just... Wait, you're Eliezer. Oh, you're Eliezer. You can't kill anybody. Okay. You're nice to people. You have to help people. Buddy, you should turn around because Eliezer's coming. So, in Bavel, I guess they tried to make it, or wherever it was, they tried to make it like the Mikdash. Opening in the east, and the holiest part is in the west.
Because they could, because that's the right direction.
Yes, okay, I don't know how the sugi is about building shuls. Obviously, we build shuls where we're facing Yerushalayim, so there's the opposite. Right? We start in the west and go to the east. Right? Okay. Try.
I mean, in America. Right.
Yeah, in America, I'm saying, in this side of the world. So I don't know how that works.
Got to do with the Northwest.
Where?
Northwest.
We could ask Dr. Numan over there, how they, in Chile, how they daven?
Northeast.
It's still east, though, for the most part. I'm saying, what about if you're on the other side of the
yeah,
world?
Yeah. Like in Russia.
That's a good question, right?
Or so Ukraine.
Figure what? Out the shortest distance yeah. of the two.
If it's closer to go the other way, around Chile.
Or so.
Wherever Chile is.
Oh,
it's
interesting.
Chile's on the west coast.
The sun rises to the right, to the corner.
I'm saying,
right
like California.
Right there. Right, it's like California.
Do you do, are you going east or west?
Because you can only build it. You have to build it a certain way.
Do you fly? Like,
no, the Pacific is a lot bigger than the Atlantic.
Yeah,
they fly
the
east.
Over New York.
North beach.
So we're supposed to follow the...
fly over the
yeah, exactly.
But I don't know if there's a curve or...
Yeah.
You know? It's not really.
Yes, you face. Yeah, I don't. I never learned the whole sugi about it, but we build the shuls that are.
That's why I said they try to.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting. Like, if you go to the Mir, I remember this, going to the Mir in Yerushalayim, in the main base medrash, you walk in, there's the big arm,
right,
and then if you look to your right, there's like a hanging parochus in the corner of the building, or like a hanging... Now, you're in the Mir, you're a few minutes from the Kodesh Kodesh, you're a few minutes from, you know, Temple Mount. So the way they had to build it, I guess, was you can't just build things on like angles. There are rules. But that parochus was... showing you where the actual east was, or whatever. Actually, it could be west. I don't even know where they were holding. So it's a machloka. Some people would go face. Some people would like turn their bodies. It's always a maybe we'll learn the sugya. It comes up in the Gemara more than this.
Four directions.
Yeah, three Jews, four directions.
In the Hawaii base measures,
also. That also.
So people turn
in the old base measures. Yeah. Okay, I never used to daven there. What did Rav Shechter used to do? How did he daven? He probably faced right at it. You straight?
Yeah.
Straight. He's a straight shooter.
Yeah. He doesn't mess around.
Okay, so let's go back to Rashi. So he built the shul's main mikdash and mishkan pneim lamarav, the face going towards the west. V'achureim, and the back, lemizrach, is considered the mizrach, right east. V'hamispalel achurei beis hakneses, and someone who davens achurei beis hakneses. Now, what's Rashi saying? That's just according to the Gemara. He just said, I don't know, he just said that the achureim is lemizrach. So it sounds like Rashi's saying that we're right now, achurei beis hakneses is in the mizrach, meaning in the back of the shul. Right, that's what you just said. Vena marks are part of the basic Knesset. He's not facing the basic Knesset, which means he might be in the shul. I'm not sure if he's inside or outside the shul, but he's facing back. So you're davening in the back of Esh Kodesh, and you're facing the trees in the back, whatever. Right, the way we're sitting right now. So either you're in the shul facing out, I'm not sure according to Rashi right now, or you're outside the shul, in the back of the shul, facing, you know, the house next door. Right, literally the way we're facing right now. The parking lot. So Rashi says, "Nirika kofer, you look like a kofer, a denier. B'misha tzivim espalel in the front. You look like you're denying everybody's davening one way to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the way you're davening is looks like you're a kofer to the one that they're davening to. So here's not just shtei reshuyos. Maybe I don't know. Maybe it is the same thing. You look like a kofer. Is that the same thing? A kofer and looks like shtei reshuyos. Could be. I'm not sure." So Rashi says, "V'hadar Rav Huna moki lo la'abaye," and that which Rav Huna is the one who said the statement that if you daven achurei beis hakneses, you're called a Rasha, and Abaye is the one who says that's only if you don't turn your face towards the beis hakneses, which means clearly according to Abaye, you're not in the shul, because obviously if you're in the shul and facing the Aron Kodesh, that's obvious, that's good. So you're, let's say you're outside the back of the shul and you're facing the parking lot, but if you would turn towards the back wall davening, you know, to the windows of the women's section, right. Abaye says that's okay. V'hadar Rav Huna moki lo la'abaye, or the Bacher Zion mokim lo la'abaye. V'hadar Rav Huna mokim la'abaye. Abaye is qualifying Rav Huna's statement, as we know. B'delo mahadar api lebe kenishna, that one is not turning his face towards the basic Knesses. How we learn Pashtun of the Gemara, Rashi is just telling us that Abaye is not saying anything different than Rav Huna, he's qualifying Rav Huna's statement. So Rav Huna says, if you're davening on the outside of the shul, in the back, right outside over here, and you're facing the parking lot, you're mamash Rasha. Says Rav Huna, says Abaye, that's only if you're facing the parking lot. But if you'd be facing the wall, the back of the shul, you're okay, you're not called a Rasha. Even though it's probably better to be in the shul, you're definitely not called a Rasha.
That's all tell you where your back is.
It's at least an action of
most
connection.
Of the back.
Yeah.
What?
It's an action of connection to what's going on inside.
Turning,
to be able to turn.
Or to a bias. You're probably right, but if we use the lashon of that Rashi and the Gemara using, you're not called a kofer,
right.
And you're not, doesn't look like shtei reshuyos. So even though you're on the outside and you're poshman at Tzibur maybe, doesn't look like shtei reshuyos because you're still diving the right way that the Tzibur though.
It downgrades the
severity.
Severity, yeah.
Okay, so it's not exactly clear according to Rashi. He doesn't really say. The only thing he does is mostly the position of the shuls were like the mikdash, but then he doesn't really tell us exactly how. So there's going to be a machlokes to show him how Rashi learns, but there's going to be similar concepts. So let's turn to Rabbeinu Yonah in the back, the Riff for Rabbeinu Yonah. So it's on Daf Gimel Amud Beis in the Riff, the pages of the Riff. Rabbeinu Yonah, yeah. So Rabbeinu Yonah is on the outside, in the middle is the Riff. So Gimel Amud Beis. So let's read it inside, always the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Riff first. Huh? So it's the second big line, Gimel Amud Beis. Oh, you. Yours going to say over here, Gimel Amud Beis. Right? So the second big line, first one line, Amar Chelba Amar Ravuna. So here's a little bit of a different gersa. It's so if it's Rabbeinu Ravuna. So Amar Chelba says the name Ravuna. Kol Maspala Achure Beis Hakneses Nekarasha. Right? Anybody who davens in this position by the shul is called a Rasha. Shneimar Saviv Rishaim Yisaleichem. That the Rishaim are surrounding outside. So it sounds like the guy's outside. The Rasha's outside. Rabbi lo amran, this is not said. Ella except lo mahadar apel bei kinnish, only when he is not facing his face towards the shul. Ava mahadar apel bei kinnish, but if he faces his face towards the shul, less limbo, it's not a problem. Good. He brings the story. How gavid hava matzah churi beis knesset lo hava mahadar apel bei kinnish. A guy with David in this position, his face is not turned towards the shul. Chalav hahutaye. So here's the girsa that we saw in brought down in the Mesoras Hashas, that this Arab walked by. Chazi som amalei kadu bar kamta kamai morach. So the Arab says to the Jew, it sounds like, you look like the way you're davening is totally inappropriate. Shakul safsra upaska the reisha. He took out his sword and he chopped off his head.
It has to be Eliyahu.
Okay, I'm just reading the words here. Okay, we'll come back to the death part, the punishment later. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, look down right in the middle. Kol ha'mispar l'chorei beis ha'knesset nekra rasha. Yeah? Perish Rashi.
So everybody's going to take a chance.
Explain that. Perish Rashi is a chorei l'vracha sha'psochem shalbat ha'knesset shalahem. The openings of their shuls, ha'yipsuchem keneged ha'mizrach. We're open up, right, towards the east. Lo b'kolsam azrach yesh ha'beis ha'knesset. We're not talking about the eastern wall of the shul, Ela Bekosel Ma'arovi Shalom, talking about the western wall, Uponim Keneged HaHecha, and they would face the room, Sha'omer Bekosel Mizrach, that was standing by the Kosel Mizrach.
Is it weird that she doesn't say the word Aron Kodesh?
Nobody says the word Aron.
Right, isn't that weird? Maybe their shuls didn't necessarily have
Aron. I don't know. It doesn't matter about the Aron. It's not the point. The point here is not about the Aron. So already this is still confusing. So what did Rashi tell us? Rashi told us that the way the shuls in Bavel would face east. No, the openings would be east because, like the Mikdash, the opening would be the east. It would be you'd be walking in towards the west.
But why does it say Keneged HaMizrach when you say Poschim HaMizrach?
Suchim Keneged HaMizrach, right? So the way we learn Rashi was it was open, the east side was the way they walked in. Here, Keneged HaMizrach, Pasuchim Keneged HaMizrach.
Sounds like it's the opposite. So it sounds like it's in
I get confused with directions. I get the way that the Rishonos would go directions, sometimes I'm confused how they each of them spoke it out. It's a little confusing to me. And what does he mean, Lo B'Kosel Mizrach, not the eastern wall, Elo B'Kosel Ma'aravi? So I think what he's saying, I think he's trying to say what Rashi said. I think he's trying to say that it was opened up, Keneged means in the east, not like against you, not like Ishto Kenegdo, I'm hoping. And we're facing the towards the western wall. I think. I'm not clear. And he says, Uponim Keneged HaHechel Sha'omi B'Kosel Mizrach. And you're facing Keneged HaHechel that's standing in the eastern wall. 1 second. Let's start with this word over here, yeah? V'achur Beis HaKnesses. What is that? Besides the word Rashi is saying. V'achur Beis HaKnesses Kori Oso Hatzad. The back. The V'achur Beis HaKnesses is called the tzad shapsachim psuchim bo, the side that it's opened up to, the hainu hamaarav. So Rabbeinu Yonah is not learning the way we learn Rashi. He's learning the complete opposite. Even though Rashi brought a raya from the Mikdash, not really sure, he's saying that the person is standing like by the Kosel Ma'aravi. Right?
Or he's redefining what the back of the shul is.
He seems to be saying the complete opposite, that the opening is
in the west.
Is the opening is actually in the west, like our shuls, facing the east. I don't know how he learns that Rashi compares to the Mikdash, because the Mikdash was actually opened in the east. You walk towards the west, but Rabbeinu Yonah is learning not that way. It was opened in the west and you're walking towards the eastern wall. And now, where are you standing? You're standing outside where the opening is. So according to the Rabbeinu Yonah's learning Rashi, I don't want to get so confusing. I'd rather, instead of saying everything's according to Rashi and getting confused, just there are different opinions of the position here. Dino Amar, so you're standing in the west. Anybody standing there, so you're standing like our shuls. You're standing outside the shul with your back towards the shul, right? It's a chutzpah. Nick your Rasha. You call the Rasha, and he says, "Mipnei shlosha devar." There's three reasons, three conditions why you call the Rasha. Number one, everybody, all the Jews are on the inside of the shul. You're on the outside of the shul. One strike. Vote and second strike. Everybody that's in the shul is facing the Hatzah called the Aron. And you're not, your back's towards the Aron. Strike two. V'omid b'mizrach. That's a hemshech. They're all facing the east. And you're facing the west. You're going opposite. And va'od, and the third strike against you is shachurov klape basic answers. Your back's towards the basic answers. Right? So, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, there's three conditions you need to be called the Rasha. We'll see. What happens when you only have two of them? What happens if you're in the shul, downstairs, back is facing the Aron, and you're going against the Tzibur, and your back is against the Aron, but you're inside. So you can see Rabbeinu Yonah is going to say, you're not called the Rasha. It's not good.
Because you're in.
You don't have to. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, you need all three conditions to be called the Rasha. Like, you have to be mamish. It's not one, it's all three. Bavur kolze. And because of all these three things, says Rabbeinu Yonah, nirek shekofer b'mi shemespal lo hakahal. Therefore, because you're doing three things against the Tzibur, that's when it looks like you're kofer to the one HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they're davening to. V'lefikach nekra Rasha, so you're called a Rasha because of that. I mean, that means, already Rabbeinu Yonah is like lighting up. You're doing really some messed up stuff. Three things, you're on the outside of the shul, and you're facing against everybody else, and you're putting your back towards the shul. You know, those two things are similar, but man, you're really, it's dafka. Right? This is premeditated. V'hu adin. Similarly, Shafil kishomi bebeisa kineses. If you're standing in the shul, ain lo l'spal l'marav, you shouldn't daven towards the west. All right, if you're in a shul that's facing east, you shouldn't turn your back to them and face west. Elo shein unikar Rasha. You shouldn't do, but you're not called a Rasha. Kevin shomi bebeisa kineses. Since you're in the shul, u'mishtatef imat zibur. Since you're together with them, and hold it, aval. Okay. See, you're only doing two conditions bad, so you're doing the wrong thing, but you're not called a Rasha. But what happens if you're standing outside the shul on the east? Now, let's imagine you're in Ish Kodesh. You're standing outside the shul by the Aron wall. Okay? Now, your back is towards facing the street. Your back is facing the shul. You're facing the street. Okay? You're outside. Yes? Backstage in the shul, you're diving towards the street. So he says, even though, so now you're outside, strike one. Your back is towards the shul, strike two. But since the Maisa, you're facing the way that everybody else, the Tzibur is facing, you're not called the Rasha. So only three strikes you're out.
Is it weird that he said, this is the Raya and then Rasha?
It's a sim. That's not.
Isn't this the Raya for baseball where they get three strikes?
Yeah, this is the Raya, exactly. Yes. When you're Beniona, he was the, yeah.
So what if, when you're in a shul, right? I guess you're not called, he said they're not called a Russia if you're in the shul and you're facing the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
But it's better not to.
He says you shouldn't do it, though.
Right, so then how do you have certain shuls where they have the Rav facing the shul? He sits like...
But he doesn't shmur that shul.
I don't think he's I get that. That's true.
Right, so that's the end. That's what's going to come out. I'm pretty sure that it's only Shimon Esrei. Yeah. Because at that point, that's when you're diving to HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. That's how we define davening.
We define tefillah usually. When the Gemara says tefillah, it usually refers to Shimon Esrei. We added a lot of stuff to it.
Sure.
But yeah, strict tefillah. Call him a spalil. So tefillah, that's Shimon Esrei. Fine. Okay, so Ben Yonah, even though he doesn't learn like Rashi, like we thought on Rashi, doesn't matter. The point is, three strikes, you're out. So right now we have the two positions. You're either outside the shul, in the back of the shul, facing the opposite way. Those are three strikes. Or you're in front of the shul, outside the shul, No, so according to Rabbi Yonah, if you're outside the shul in the front of the shul, like by the Aron Kodesh area, then you can't get three strikes. Because let's say you're outside the shul facing the Aron Kodesh. So you're outside the shul, strike one. You're going opposite the tzibur, strike two, but you're facing the shul.
Wait, no, you have to be... That's not good. You have to be facing it away. If you're in front of the shul, facing the shul...
Then you only have two strikes.
How?
Because you're facing the shul.
Mm-hmm. No, but you're facing against the tzibur.
But your back's not to the shul.
Right, you're still looking...
Like that's
can, you, can you read the last few lines of Rin Yonah?
From where? It says, again, there's three strikes, right? That was clear? What were the three strikes of Rin Yonah?
Outside.
Outside. Your back is towards the shul. And three, you're down on the opposite way than the tzibur. Okay?
Okay, so if you're in front of the shul...
So if you're in the front of the shul outside...
Then you're...
At Fader's house.
You're automatically going to not have three strikes.
Don't dive in towards Fader's
house. You're automatically not going to be able to have three strikes.
Because you're either facing with the tzibur or you're facing the shul. Facing now,
so according to Ben Yonah, that's why he wants to learn like Rashi. You're outside in the back of the shul. That's where you could have all three.
That's because you're facing the wrong direction.
Right. You could face the wrong direction, yeah. Back to the shul and... Yeah. Okay, so now he goes into, let's learn a little bit longer here. So Abaye says, but that's only if your face is not towards the shul. If you turn your face towards the shul, you're okay. Klomar means to say, you're only called a Rasha Davka Kisha Achur of the Beis Knesset. When your back starts like chafui, like in the Megillah. Right? That the back is towards the basic Knesset, because of the three things Shemar that we said. But if you're out in the back of the shul by the trees over there, and you're facing the shul, since you're standing by the western wall of the shul, you're facing the Aron Kodesh in the east. And since you're facing the right way, which is with the tzibur, like everybody else, even though you're outside, less lanba, it's not called a Rashi. Zuhi shitas Rashi. This is Rashi. Whatever, I don't want to get into that whole machlokas. Fine. So here, even though you're being parish from a tzibur, seems like, and you're on the outside of the shul, really, you're in the shul, we learned, you're makam kavu, you should be in the shul with the tzibur, akapamian called a Rashi. Fine. I think instead of starting this right now, we'll probably pause it here. We'll have to learn to see the Rabbeinu Yonah goes on. He brings Rabbeinu Yitzhak Azakin. He's one of the Bali Tosos. He says, you bring Tosos is Shita, and where you're standing and how this is positions, mostly positions. And then we will, he brings down from the story, the bottom of the page. So tomorrow we're going to go through the rest of these Rabbeinu Yonahs, and then we'll see. I have to look on myself. I have to see if there's anything else. And the Shulchan Aruch is going to quote like this, so maybe we'll just see the quick halacha, because... just to see the halacha, and then we'll see if there's any inyan panimius about why he called the Rasha, being outside of shul, putting it back to the shul, the guy's lamaisa, he's davening, so we'll see.
Are we going to be able to learn out how a person who's not with the minyan specifically could mishtate for the minyan through this? Is that possible?
Where do you learn that?
Where do you learn
in your
that?
House?
Well, yeah, let's say...
Tom at the same time.
No, but like mamish, get credit for being with the minyan. Like, let's say you're outside the shul. So you're not with the minyan right now, but you can see them. Like, there's different halachos. What do you mean?
Oh, you're outside the shul. I mean, that's not...
There's
different b'dyevids.
What?
Different b'dyevids.
Yeah, no, but if I'm at my house, I'm not getting credit for
so we learn from Rabbeinu Yonah that there is... We learn the Gemara from Shem Bar Yochai, that if you daven at the same time as the tzibur, there is something. You're not actually with the 10 men, but you're davening at the same time, right? We learned that Gemara.
Yeah, no, I know that, but like...
There's different in Yonah.
But you're not getting credit... Like, let's say you're up here, and the thing's closed. Are you getting credit with being a minion?
I don't think so.
But if it was...
The question is the women's section.
What if it was glass?
What if you're in the women's section? Right? Now, if you're in the women's section, it's not so posh. It's not so posh that you're part of the minion.
Why? You can see through the mechitzah.
So who says seeing is it?
Well, but you know,
what's on top of the mechitzah?
You can see, you're in the same room, it's open, there's...
But you know, during Chol HaMoed, people with tefillin are behind the mechitzah in some shuls, and are they still part of the minyan?
Maybe it's only if there's 10 men there. Okay. I'm not saying it's not. It's just not pashut. It's not pashut. We're not there. That's not the sugya here.
It's
that's,
not the sugya, but I'm saying part of the reason why he's not a rush is because he's with the tzibur to some extent. So.
Not like you're saying. Not halachically with the tzibur.
Okay, so I'm asking. Like,
yeah,
it,
no. He's just not looking that he's going dafka against them.
Okay.
It's how it looks. which is interesting because we give strong shonos for how it looks.
When Yonah said mishtativ,
he meant you're facing the same way. I mean, you're not going against what they're doing.
Mishtativ doesn't sound like he's. You're not going against him. Sometimes you're
compared to what he said before. Before saying Dafka putting your back towards the zebra, you're going against him. Now turning towards him is mishtativ. That doesn't mean to the tzibur. Right? That doesn't say. That doesn't say tzibur. Again, it's comparing what he said before. When your back's towards it, you're called the Rasha. You're against the zebra. Now you're mishtativ with them. You're the same direction as them. Okay, we'll see. Maybe we'll see if someone brings out that diak a little bit stronger. All right, let's continue tomorrow.
We'll see.